The general U.S. agricultural trade scenario looks a little bit better, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist. Rob Johansson says the recent export forecast from USDA shows an increase in exports next year. USDA released the fiscal year 2017 forecast and a revised forecast for fiscal year 2016 last week. Both forecasts indicate U.S. agricultural exports have begun to rally and will continue the record-setting pace that began in 2009. USDA revised the 2016 forecast to $127 billion, $12.7 billion less than 2015, but a rebound of $2.5 million from the May forecast. For 2017, Johansson says the rebound will continue and trade growth will increase, which is only up 1% this year.
Pretty slow growth in trade, but we expect that to increase to almost 3% next year in 2017. So the U.S. is going to pick up a good share of that.
With lower commodity prices, Johansson says volumes of exports are increasing.
Increase in fiscal 2016 and fiscal 2017 wheat volumes. We see rice volumes going up again. We see corn volumes going up, expecting 55 million metric tons of corn to be sold next year relative to about 50 this year and relative to about 47 million metric tons in 2015.
The projected growth in exports in 2017 is led by increases in overseas sales of U.S. oilseeds and products, horticultural goods, cotton, livestock, dairy, and poultry, according to the Department of Agriculture. Johansson says soy-based products are leading the way.
We are seeing a bump in oilseed exports this year, higher by about $2.2 billion. And then again, next year, we're expecting to see that rise again to another $2.7 billion. So a lot of soybean product going out the door.
USDA says exports are responsible for 20% of U.S. farm income. In a statement released shortly after the report, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership would only improve these figures. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.